What does ammonia have to do with time? Once a poet said time stands still. Another said it's fleeting. Is time temporal or eternal? Did you know there's a time to be born and a time to die? A time to plant and a time to sow? We can't escape time. But what does time look like anyway? Everyone has exactly the same amount of minutes every day. You can't buy time. You can't sell it. A physics professor at Columbia University developed an atomic clock that uses the vibrations of ammonia molecules. It is accurate to the second for the next 30 million years. 30 million years! Good grief! You'd better be on time to that professor's class. The Latin word tempus and the Greek word chronos both mean time. Words derived from tempus and chronos are temporary, contemporary, extemporaneous, chronic, and chronological. Tempus and chronos mean ordinary time. This kind of time is measured by watches, clocks, and calendars. It's orderly, routine, and predictable. The Greeks also had another word for time, kairos. Kairos means a moment in time when something special happens. It's extraordinary. This kind of time is not measured by watches, clocks, or calendars. Remember, tempus and chronos time is orderly and predictable. Kairos is not predictable. You never know when it's going to happen. You can't anticipate it. You never know when it's going to happen, and you can't anticipate it. According to ancient Greeks, Kairos was the god of the fleeting moment. Suddenly, you have a chance to be great, but you have to overcome your fears and do it. The special moment must be grasped, otherwise it's gone and can't be recaptured. Ever. A tiny hero, a queen, and a football player show how Kairos time can change everything. J.R.R. Tolkien, a professor at Oxford University, wrote a story about Kairos time. The Lord of the Rings. The unlikely hero named Frodo had a chance to be great if he could destroy the evil ring. Despite his fears, Frodo and his friends seized the day and conquered evil. There were many trials and temptations, and Frodo wished that it hadn't happened to him. Gandalf told him, "So does all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to do is decide what to do with the time that's given to us." Queen Esther never saw it coming. This is a classic example of Kairos time. One of the king's advisors tricked the king into putting to death all Jewish people. Esther's uncle asked her to speak to the king on behalf of the Jews before it was too late. But people, even the queen, didn't just walk in and talk to the king. She could be put to death for doing that. Just like Frodo, suddenly she had a chance to be great. Just like Frodo, Esther had to overcome her fears. She hesitated. Esther's uncle told her that she had been chosen for this special task at this specific time. If she didn't do it, someone else would be chosen in her place. So she went to see the king. She wasn't put to death, and like Frodo, she succeeded in her Kairos moment. The Tuohys didn't see it coming either. They were a wealthy family living in a fancy neighborhood in Memphis. They didn't know any black people. But one night, just like Frodo and Esther, they had a chance to do something great. This wasn't an imaginary story about an evil ring. This wasn't a historical fact about an ancient queen in Persia. It was about a real teenage boy who needed a home and a family. The story became the movie Blindside. Michael Orr and the Tuohys grasped their Kairos moment. The idea of time has fascinated people since the beginning of time. They've asked if time is temporal or eternal. Poets, philosophers, and scientists have all tried to describe time. Some argue eternity is in the hearts of all men, that they yearn for it. Others say it is fleeting. When it's over, it's over. What do you think?